Ron Hall, the Pocahontas County Safe Schools Director, was scheduled to speak at the Board of Education's December 17th meeting about hiring an energy services company to save on electrical bills and to switch to LED lighting in the schools. But during a technical delay starting the PowerPoint presentation about that, Hall spoke about the plans he has spent a lot of time developing to reunify students at another location if a catastrophic event, and he said we should know what type of event he's referring to, were to happen at a school. Hall said that despite all his planning, it is almost guaranteed that if those plans ever have to be used, that in the resulting confusion, things will probably not go as planned. Hall put it this way.
It's going to be hysterical, and I've got everything lined up for people to meet me there. I've pretty much everything ready to roll in case that would happen. Let me tell you this, for all I've done, and I've put hours, and I can't tell you how many hours I've put in on this. This is the truth. It will fail. More than likely, there'll be some capacity of that, but it will fail. Because we're not in that kind of situation. Bad weather doesn't matter. We have not been placed in that situation. You know, I'm truly guessing on all of it. And I'm going by what I see on other places and news. And I'm trying to do the best I can with what I've got to work with.
Hall went on to talk about some of the problems he's having in his capacity as attendance director, saying that attendance is a major problem in the Pocahontas County schools.
Probably one of the worst years I've ever had attendance-wise, but it's not just here. It's statewide, it's national. I've got medical people signing excuses for kids that have anxiety. They give them months off. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I went to school, didn't even know what anxiety was. And I'm sure my dad would have corrected it if I did. You know what I'm saying? But everybody has anxiety anymore, and they really do because of the things that's going on in their lives. And attendance is horrible. Lori Doolittle is a godsend. She's like a tick. She gets on them and don't get off. They have to smoke her off. She drives them nothing. Finally, somebody in the counties hate it worse than me. She truly cares about kids. We have so many students that are dealing with so many issues. I mean, we just don't understand with the anxieties. We go pick kids up and their parents are still in bed. Or we call the parent at 11 o'clock, they're still in bed, trying to talk to them about why their kid's not in school. And sometimes they don't even know their kid is in school. You know, that's why their kid's not in school. How do you fix that? How do we fix parenting? I can't do that. I go to court. Court says give them one more chance because they're overloaded. They can't deal with it. It's a nightmare. But I saw all this coming 5 years ago when I was principal, and I said, you know, these parents that are on drugs, which I don't know how much you all know about this county, but we have a major drug problem in this county. And we have a major drug problem in some of our schools. We do. Okay, and I'm not going to lie to you about that. I saw this coming 5 years ago. I said, these kids get into our elementaries and stuff, we're going to see troubles, and we're seeing them. Kids cannot retain anything anymore because, I don't know if it's the drugs, home life or what, mental block or something, I don't know. It's just a mess right now. We're in a mess. But we keep fighting the battles. You know, that's what we do. But we're not going to change. I can't change home lives. I can't do that. I wish I could. I like to when there was smack a few parents. I'm done with some parents out there that are just not trying.
After saying he would like to smack a few parents, Hall added something that was inaudible on our recording, but was to the effect that he can't actually do that because of the trouble it would cause both himself and the schools. He added later that there are also a lot of good parents, and you can see this in how well their kids are doing in school. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio for a report on what transpired during the rest of this Board of Education meeting. But such unrehearsed, truthful and stark reality coming from a school administrator is very important for the citizens to hear. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.